We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on!
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I got an itchy asshole.
Really?
Yeah, it's itching pretty bad.
Huh.
I'm trying to stop it now for a couple days.
Huh.
Nothing seems. I tried everything. I wiped it, and then I wiped it.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I've tried everything. Can't get it to stop. Probably need to stick something up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, you want to fuck my ass?
Nope.
But it's medical. It's not gay or anything because it's medical.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
It's all right. It makes you feel any better. After you fuck mine, I'll fuck yours.
I'd like you to leave.
And
I would like you also to give your regards to Darren Young.
All right, but it won't be a good show because I'll be complaining about it all show long.
Yeah, it won't be a good show now.
So wrestling.
So some wrestling. Speaking of itchy assholes.
All right.
So there was this. So we're here doing the We Talk Wrestling podcast. Someone else that has a podcast is named Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Podcast?
Steve Podcast. Don't listen to it.
Don't listen to it. The guy opens up talking about his itchy asshole.
Yeah.
You just want to hear rustling.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that shit.
No. Literally. Mr. Paul Heyman was his guest on his program.
Yeah.
Airing immediately following Raw on the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm. It was a program.
I'm slightly familiar with.
The next, yes, you watch about 15 hours a week. The next,
I'd say about four.
14? Okay. Foreskin? Quit playing WWE Superstars.
Well, if you're going to talk about itchy assholes and foreskin, this is what you get.
So anyway, so Steve Austin has this podcast.
Yes, with Paul.
And his next guest on that program, I hear, Buff Bagwell.
I understand that's going to be the case. Actually, I understand it's going to be Judy Bagwell.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So, what did you think about Paul, Mr. Wonderful Heyman?
Paul, Mr. Wonderful Heyman? All right, here we go. Seriously, great podcast. I wish it had gone longer. The three highlights of the show were the best thing on the show was when they're talking about the promos. I'm talking about the psychology of the promos.
Yes.
And everything having a point and everything having money and everything. And engaging the audience and just the timing and the pacing. And Austin talking about analyzing it. And it's just all that stuff that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That I'm watching it going, I really hope somebody's listening. you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know they were. I mean, it, well, I shouldn't say that. They heard it, but I don't know if they were listening.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But there was so much there that they could learn from, and not just them. I mean, every wrestling company, but especially WWE. Like, everything they're talking about is what they're not doing anymore. And like I say, just the psychology. I could listen to them go on that subject more for hours. Like, it was great. Second best part of the show was the Road stories.
The Rick Rude stories.
Yes, and stuff like that at the end. That was just hilarious.
Yes.
Especially having to tell it in the PG way.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and even Heyman pointing that out, going, you know, I have to tell him to do this in a PG way, and I don't know how I'm going to do this, but
yes, it was great. And the third best thing on that show, of course, was them talking about finishers, and especially when they talk about, here's how you get a finisher over. You take Mark Henry and give him a headlock.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God. Again, it's the psychology, talking about how, like, the finishers didn't have to be something special back in the day, as long as you acted like it's something special.
And you had to be consistent with it. And beat people.
And I remember I was saying this to you probably 4 years ago on one of our podcasts, that because we've been doing this forever.
I know. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yes.
Anyways, you want to make this last one?
Okay.
All right. So we've been doing it for this forever. And I remember talking to you about how, like, certain moves, they got to ban anybody from doing them from, like, a year, and then bring them back and give them to one person.
Yes.
And one of those moves was the DDT. I'm like, it's a waste. It's such a great move, and it's ruined because you see it five times a night.
You ruined it.
Well, they did. You know, like, one of the best moves in the history of the industry. Just worthless.
Yes.
And how... Even if it is used every night and somebody's kicking out of it, it still should only be used in one match. You know, all this stuff. And that's the case. There's certain moves that are okay to use over and over again: clothesline, body slam, blah blah blah,
arm bar,
and certain moves which should only be used once a night at most.
Yeah.
So it was great for me. So those are the three best parts of the podcast for me. What do you think of it?
It was good. Oh, yeah, it was great. I like the Road stories. Yeah, those were great with Harley.
Hilarious.
Or the Samoans, rather, and Rick Rude. And then talking about Harley's
Rick
finisher.
And Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Harley's finisher.
I remember what it was, wasn't it? You go up to the top rope, and you come down, and what's he do?
I'll move.
That's it.
I'll move. But that's, I mean, and you had the talk about, Heyman at the end, like, what do you think about the springboard start?
Yes.
And Austin was, you know, very...
And this is already, they'd already talked finishers earlier. Like, the stuff with Mark Henry and the stuff with just, talking about the DDTs and stuff like that was even earlier in the night.
Yeah, and then he's just like, well, everybody fucking kicks out of it.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit?
Yeah, and he's right.
Yeah.
Number one, it doesn't need to be a jumping springboard. Like, it just needs to be a stunner. That's all it needs to be. Because it's already a great move. You don't need to add that extra shit in there.
There is that.
And that's number one. And number two, if somebody is using it, fucking
stop.
Win with it. The same thing. I'm sure that Jake was thinking the same thing back in the day. It's like, this guy used my... And the guy kicked out of it. And this guy used it. It's like nobody even thinks about it anymore.
And it's a double arm.
And that is what Austin's finisher, the stunner, will become 5-10 years from now.
Yes.
If they keep up with this, is it'll be used 2-3 times a night. Stone and people will always pick out.
The Stone Cold transition move.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really, I mean, when you look at it, it's bullshit. And he's even saying, you know, it's like the ropes are slippery. You're just jumping up there. Timing's off. It doesn't look good. You get hurt doing it, and you don't beat anybody with it, so fucking who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And he's right.
He's absolutely
correct. I've been, ever since I've seen it, I've been, like, on this show going, he used that. I mean, Sunday, you listen to me going, that match was great, except for when he uses a stupid, stupid damn springboard stunner.
Yeah, except for the horse shit stunner.
I'm like, it just looks stupid. Like, it's just, look, it. Any move that I, well, you see this often, unfortunately, from Cena. But any move where you see where I go, oh, it looks like a fake pro wrestling move.
Yeah.
That's not a good move. The stunner didn't look like a fake pro wrestling move. The springboard stunner does.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, then they talked about, you know, I'm trying to think of what was the road stories. There was, I thought, like, the stunner talk.
The promos, like we say, that yeah, where's the money?
The promos.
Actually brings me to, we got an email question about that.
Okay.
From Hardy Hart.
Okay.
Hardy Hart sent us an email saying, having seen the promo, or if you guys watched the Steve Austin show and they talked about the promos, what do you think about it? Well, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
All right. Then he asked us, if you guys, can you guys cut a money promo? Would you guys know how to cut a money promo on somebody in WWE? If one of you challenged the other one to cut a money promo on a random guy, could you do it?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah. And we'd have to stay within WWE parameters, I think, if we want to do this.
So could you do it?
I could try. I don't know.
Well, let's just say your opponent is Seth Rollins. Cut a money promo.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Fuck. And I can't swear.
Why not?
Because we're not WWE. We're WWE. So you have to keep...
It's tough.
Yeah, no, it is tough. I mean, right off the top, I
can do it. Try it off the top of my
head. Okay, no.
I'm about to fight Dean Ambrose. Okay.
I get to choose your guy.
Okay, you pick Rollins for me. Sorry, okay, you pick my guy.
And I can do it with Rollins. I can do it with Rollins. People see you, Rollins. They see you running. They see you hiding behind Kane. Hiding behind this authority. Hiding behind everybody. I know why you're doing that. I know why you're really doing that. You're not doing that because you're afraid. You're not doing that because you're not good enough. You're doing that to get under people's skin, to unnerve them. I know what you're thinking. I think just like you. And nothing you can do will stop me, will unnerve me, and keep me from coming to the ring, beating the hell out of you, grabbing the title, and going home.
Yeah, and you'd have to raise your voice.
No.
That's good.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if it's a money promo, but it's the right idea. If I had a little more time to think of it.
Sure.
You know. Okay. All right, so...
you give me someone and I'll cut a money promo.
Somebody you get... I don't want to make it too crazy hard, but I also don't want to make it too obvious. So, I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
Okay. Kevin Owens, I fucked your mom.
Go on.
Well, that's it. End scene. Builds heat.
Builds heat.
Builds heat. But I think the closing final segment of the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast with Paul Heyman, where Heyman just says, okay, what's it going to take for you to wrestle Brock Lesnar? And Steve Austin started to answer the question. Mm-hmm. The Texas Death Match.
Yeah.
You know, again.
Well, he doesn't ask. That's actually near the end. He says that. Like, at first he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But you do know if it happens, son. I would lay a can of whoop ass on Brock Lesnar like he's never seen before.
Yeah, now if it does happen, and then you see the look in his eye, and then he's in Steve Stone Cold mode.
Yes.
And he cuts a money promo.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
And says...
He could do better, but it was good.
Oh, but that was, again, that's his just off-the-cuff money promo that, you know, was great. And he said, basically, yeah, then he answered to it would be a Texas Death Match, so that, would, you know, you could have some... I don't want to say gimmicks. He didn't say that, but that would
be... No, but it would be, so he could... Yeah, I mean, it's like... You really think about it. You think about Sting and Triple H. And Sting couldn't do so much.
Right.
And really didn't do so much. And as far as like an athletic contest and drama and all that stuff, not tremendous. But it got over huge with the crowd. because you gave them things they wanted to distract them. You distracted from what you couldn't do and gave them things they wanted. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're going to do that, yeah, like, they could do that. I mean, it's always possible to do that.
They will do that.
You can't do that so many times on a show. You know, you can only do that, like, for instance, after doing that with Sting, you couldn't do many of those same things with Undertaker, which meant the Undertaker-Wyatt match wasn't probably as good as it could have been.
Right.
Because you can't keep doing that. But you can do it once or twice a night on a WrestleMania.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to face Brock Lesnar in a Texas death match.
It won't happen.
WrestleMania 3.
Not happening.
Why not?
Austin's not going to wrestle again.
WrestleMania sucks. Then.
No,
this has to happen.
There'll still be stuff that I could be interested in.
Nope.
I could still be interested if they get Ronda Rousey. I still want to see Undertaker and Sting. I still like the idea of Lesnar versus
Steve Austin,
Kevin Owens, or Samoa Joe. I still like the Rock, Triple H. I'll be interested in.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter to me.
Austin and Lesnar, Hunter and Rock, Sting and Undertaker. This is WrestleMania.
Except for the Austin and Lesnar.
Texas Death Match.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention
that. That won't happen. It's not going to happen.
It's happening.
It's not happening.
Fucking things happen.
No, it's not.
It's happening.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
It's happening.
No, it's not.
Yeah. What are the odds that it's not happening? What are the odds that it is?
Jim Ross says 35%.
Okay, good.
It's happening.
How many strokes is Jim Ross?
Has Bell's palsy? He hasn't had any strokes.
Jim Ross actually thinks that
Jim Ross could be in the middle of a stroke and still know 100 times more about Steve Austin wrestling than you ever could.
That's true. I agree with you 100%, and that's the point. Jim Ross, when he says that it's a 35% chance, he's had so many mental things. He thinks that's 35 out of 36.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not happening.
He does. Yeah, no. It's happening.
It's not happening.
It's not just happening.
It's not happening.
Fucking match is happening.
It's not happening.
Goddamn happening.
No, it's not. It's not goddamn happening, son.
There's what?
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 I mean, I know it would be great.
It will be great.
But you could throw everything with Lesnar aside as far as plans or him being babyface.
Okay.
All that. None of that matters because this is money.
I understand.
So that's the only thing that would matter. Unfortunately, it won't happen.
I understand. So why won't it happen?
Steve Austin's never going to wrestle again. It's just not going to happen. He's 51 years old.
Yes. He's thrice divorced.
And
he's living in a van down by the river.
Yeah, that's right.
In a Broken Skull Ranch down by the river.
2,000 acres, son.
So he's old, so he's not doing
it. He's old. He is not going to do it unless he feels he can have a match as good as the match that he had last time. His last match against The Rock was a terrific match. If he can't have a match that good, he won't do it.
Right.
And he can't have a match that good. He's Lesnar, as much as he's the right guy money-wise, is the wrong guy style-wise. Mm. I don't believe he has that drive from what I've seen of him.
Like,
he's very content and he's moved on.
I think you underestimate the... I agree with you in all
money's not a huge...
No, money's not an issue. I mean, hometown means something to him.
Yeah, it means something, but...
But I do think that
he didn't even bother to be at the last WrestleMania.
It's true. Well, it's because it was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But The Rock was. He's a Bay Area boy.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's from there.
Yeah. I like it when he comes to Calgary and he's from Calgary.
Yes, that's right. Didn't he used to play for the Stampeders?
Yeah.
But I think that I agree with you. He's old. He's old. He's 51. I mean, look at him.
He's so old.
But I think the determining factor is, I think in some level he does want to do it. Like you said, but there's some parameters around it. Does he need, can he have as good of a match?
I don't even think he could pass the physical.
See,
I don't even think he could pass the physical. And that to me just ends it all.
Well, sure, if he needs to pass the physical. Does he need to pass the physical? I don't know.
I would think he would.
I don't know.
I could tell you.
What kind of contract? Who's going to do it? The Texas State Athletic Commission?
The WWE has a standard physical that their performers have to pass before getting signed.
I understand.
I don't know that he could pass it, number one. And number two?
That he needs to.
Well, I don't know if he needs to. You're right. Because I don't
is
know.
Is he under contract right now?
In a way.
In a way. Can they get, can you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that they haven't gotten around it when they need to.
Yeah. Would be one of those times.
Yeah. I don't think they would let Hogan get around passing a physical, but I think they would let Austin get around it.
Sure.
Except for the fact that what happens if something does go wrong? The lawsuits and everything, like they would be ruined. Like
the lawsuits?
They
from who?
It would open them up to a lot. It would open the floodgates. They just
no, it wouldn't.
They can't. I don't think this corporate entity that WWE is now,
mm-hmm.
which is how you have to look at it, will allow an Austin. Plus, I just I don't believe it's going to happen.
No. You're aware of someone falling to his death from the rafters, right?
Yeah.
And the company's still going.
Yeah, the company's still going.
So if something happened. It would be yet a blip in the radar for them business-wise.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I know.
I think not only would...
Who's a single guy, Stone Cold Steve Austin? Who the fuck... who's going to sue?
Number one, they already have a lot of lawsuits out there, and sure. it would hurt them in court in those
states. Yeah, maybe.
It would.
Whatever.
I don't think
they care that much.
I think they do.
No, I don't think
they do. I think they're very afraid. They're very afraid of bad press. I just don't think they would.
They're afraid of bad press.
They are.
Yeah, the WWF is afraid of bad press.
They really are.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Look at them over the last couple of years. Look at their way they've reacted to things.
Well, they are more corporately responsible. I will give you that. But they
corporately
not...
responsible is bullshit. Yeah. They are.
They are.
They are gun shy of a lot of stuff.
Ah, that's it. Austin, so he's old and you...
He's old, he's an injury risk.
Okay, so when...
And I don't believe he really, at the end of the day, is going to want to.
He's going to do it because the two people that are going to be the ones who are tasked with talking him into it... Actually, the three guys that are mm-hmm. going to be tasked with talking him into it are two of the most persuasive individuals in the history of the planet...
Mm-hmm.
In Vince McMahon and Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I can tell you.
And they'll get Jim Ross on board.
This bullshit.
Yep.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Not only that, I can tell you that I listened to the Heyman podcast previously to this one.
Right.
That he did with Austin.
Yes.
That wasn't on the network. That was probably like 6 months ago or something.
Right, yeah.
And at it, he said, well, how about you wrestling again? And Austin said, well, I just don't know if there's an opponent out there. I can't think of anybody.
Yeah.
And Paul Heyman said, well, I can think of someone. Yeah. And he just laughed and went, all right, Paul, whatever. And just, like, blew it off.
Yeah.
I don't really believe it's changed. I think they were just going into promo mode to A, show how it is, and B, get a little publicity.
Well, they're getting some buzz, for sure. Yeah. That's what we're talking about right now. So yeah. It's working.
I don't see
it's going to be a great match.
It's kind of funny, but it didn't mean anything.
It's going to be a great match when it happens.
Yeah, except for it will be a smoke and mirrors match when it happens that won't happen.
But then it'll happen. And I don't even give a shit about the match. I just care about the promos leading up to it.
That's true. Promos would be...
And that's the whole thing.
Incredible.
Is this aura around Undertaker Sting, the promos with Hunter and Rock, the promos with Austin...
It's going to go like this. You know, Heyman is going to sit there and go, my client, Brock Lesnar, is an unstoppable beast.
Yeah.
He's destroyed John Cena. He's destroyed The Undertaker. He's destroyed The Rock.
Yeah.
There's one man left for him to destroy. And the hunter that he is cannot wait to get his hands and break the neck of Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's the Heyman. And then Austin's going to come out and go, oh, goddamn, I fucked your mom, son.
Yeah. Fucked your mom. What?
Brock, I fucked your mom. Heyman, I fucked yours too. Goddamn.
Goddamn, she was smelly. But I think it's going to be great. Great when it happens. But then, and then we get, I mean, this is
another. Well, luckily for you, I've already given you the great promo, so now you've already been entertained. in that way, and you don't need to worry about it, because you'll never get it anyways.
I'd like someone to do it properly. But I think that the funny thing here is again, we got Austin and Lesnar, we got Rock and Hunter.
I think, by the way, we need to call this show I Fucked Your Mom.
Probably.
But let's not.
We got Sting and Hogan, or Sting and Undertaker, rather.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some other, like, current guys, too, that exist.
Yeah, there's guys that I would like to see.
Yes.
Zayn, Owens.
I would book Zayn and Owens.
Balor.
I would book Zayn and Owens for sure at WrestleMania.
Yep. Joe. Like, there's a lot of guys on the roster. Not guys that I'd be seeing there, but...
I could... I would
that's
like
a general rule, but...
I would like to see, John Cena and Samoa Joe. For instance,
yeah, I would love that. I would love that.
I think that's a possibility because it does go through the thing. And it's
Mojo
like,
signed the full-time contract, which also to me, you know, we were talking about AJ. AJ also shows up on ROH TV. Mm-hmm. So the idea of him doing that old contract that you had talked about, like Joe,
right,
where he does independent dates still.
Yes.
Once the situation changed with ROH, they didn't want that with Joe. And I think that throws a monkey wrench into any ideas of AJ being there and having that kind of contract.
Well, I think it actually throws a monkey flip into the situation. Yeah, out of the corner.
A shooting star press?
No, a monkey flip. Oh. Nicely executed.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, very nicely.
I just think that, I don't know that it throws a wrench necessarily into it as much as... yeah, the Destination America thing now...
Now we've seen how WWE reacted.
Exactly. Now, because that's what we were talking about. We didn't know. That was the if. Huh. And now we know the if.
Hawks rally to win game one.
Oh. You know, it was when the Hawks... when the Kings won the Stanley Cup last year that you almost died.
Yeah, that's right. And you saved my life.
And then I...
Aren't you grateful?
Yeah, and then I announced on air that the Kings had won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I was like, dead air, fill time, as I came to after almost dying, choking, passing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our most popular episodes ever.
Apparently it was. But I think I would look at it like...
Death does well for this show.
It really does. It really does. I think that the idea of this contract, again... I don't think we'll see another one now. We were talking about it last time, like maybe this opens the door to it. And I don't see another one for an up and comer now. Again, Rhino, like we talked about, kind of made sense.
Yeah, Rhino made sense. Yeah.
So you could bring back like a Val Venus or something that, you know.
Yeah, like a solid hand that's maybe somebody not him, but yeah.
No, but not him, but I mean just at that level.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, I think the AJ thing, it's like, they'd have to, yeah, that's done then. If the idea of him having a contract like that,
if it's that contract, again, with the only thing...
If they're going to put him on their TV in any form, they're not going to want him on other TV.
That's right.
He's not going to, they'd have to make it really worth his while to not show up in ROH. And that's not only talking about, from a perspective of financial, which they have to do. But also from a loyalty thing. So,
yeah, and I look at if AJ, I mean, I still think that the chances of AJ coming in are now greater than they were a year ago.
A year ago, yeah.
You know, but I mean, I don't really see it at this point because of that pullback on that contract. Because that would have been the big hook for AJ to come in.
Yeah, exactly.
But I still, when you have your Balors and your you know, your Joes and your Sami Zayns and your, you know, before your Kevin Owens and such, down there.
Down where?
Down there. AJ fits right here.
Oh, God, know? Yeah. Him and Balor, I mean, I would, like, where's the money? There it is.
There,
you know, you could sell that. You could make money off that, right? So.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you could.
I don't think they can.
Well, they can on in NXT.
So they can't sell anything.
Well, sure they can. They sell tickets.
Yeah, we have $5 tickets in a 600 seat thing.
Well, you're talking about the TV tapings. I'm talking about when you go on the road as a brand.
Oh, yes.
Because again, like when you see Samoa or like you see Kevin Owens coming up,
yes,
that is a sign that hey, the idea of making this its own brand really isn't that important to us. Because this guy who would draw for us, we're going to put where he can draw more for us.
But Hunter said to that, too, you know, like on that conference call, too. I mean, the fucking goal is still to be in the WWF, right?
Well, yeah.
It isn't to be in NXT. So you can have this other touring brand that has some buzz and you can have some guys, but ultimately.
But you can get away with that once you've established the brand to a certain level, which they haven't done yet.
Well, no, but that's, and they're not talking about that now. That's why they're talking about another, you know, developing it over the next year, you know.
Which is why if you wanted to do that, logically, you would leave a guy like Owens in to help develop it. But it just shows where it will always be on the pecking order.
Well, yes, and as it should be.
Yes, I mean, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's developmental. So lay off people. I mean, Dana Brooks really sucks. She's awful.
Yes.
Lay off her, though. Don't boo her, and same with Corbin.
Hey, boo him or do whatever you want.
I guess so, but I mean, to me, it's like, don't. I don't mind you booing him. I do mind you. There's booing them, and then there's a certain level where it's just shitting on them
because just they suck.
Just to be cruel, almost. Like it's beyond. It's beyond booing because you're not liking something. Is like if boo-ers? You're allowed to do that, but when you there's making it personal, kind of. And that seems to be something that people think is okay now. And maybe in certain environments it is. But we're talking about a developmental still, ultimately. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that's a waste.
No, you can hurt Barry Corbin a few ways. Oh. He couldn't get sad.
Yeah. Oh. I've seen people run out of the industry from that. Remember when we had Jeffy on here that one time as a co-host, and we made fun of him, and then he left.
He did.
He's never been back.
I know. He ran south of the border too, which is weird. So,
yeah, to Taco Bell,
Burger King actually.
Oh,
but I think that
to see Chavo.
Yeah. Exactly. I just think that AJ at least fits more down there, so that you've got, you know, you've got more of a possibility of it. But it does not look like as strong of a possibility as it did, say, even last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah. That's your Joe full-time deal. But yeah, I would put Joe against Cena.
Oh yeah, I love that. Because they have some history already.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Bray Wyatt would win the Battle Royal. I would have that. You know, you'd have the Intercontinental title, you'd have a tag title match on there.
I mean, Daniel Bryan should theoretically be back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a bunch of guys.
So there's a match against Sheamus right there.
There's a bunch of matches for Daniel Bryan I'd be interested. I would love to see again. It's these same guys.
Sheamus, who is actually going to play Rocksteady in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 movie.
Who's Rocksteady? Isn't that the one that's like a pig or...
Yeah, the pig with the mohawk.
Pig with a mohawk or
and
something?
And then you had the rhino. You had the pig and the rhino.
Yeah.
So Rhino could play the rhino. Bebop.
Uh-huh. And Sheamus, because he has the mohawk already, you're saying.
Well, I don't know if maybe there's more of a...
Are you serious, actually?
I'm absolutely serious. He's in the movie.
That's crazy. He's got
a pretty major role.
Yeah.
He's going to be a pig.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be, hit the pig be, I don't know, like CGI?
No, why would you when you have someone that looks like Sheamus? Perfect.
I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Yeah. He's the second former World Wrestling Federation champion to be in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Was Kevin Nash in it before or after he...
way before.
Yeah, that's a...
Super Shredder.
Super Shredder, yeah.
Yeah, way before. He was, I think he was Oz.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about that era.
So...
All right, so what else you got? Because we do have another question there.
Oh, let's answer this other question then.
Yeah, Bob, with four B's here.
Oh.
Asks,
four skin hoops.
Hey guys, who would win in a fight?
Me.
Addy or Mo?
Me. I already said that. Next.
The correct answer is the producer.
That's true. That's true. She'd open up that can of whoop ass. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Okay. I was looking at... I'm trying to think of what else.
How about Money in the Bank?
Your mummy is a skank.
The money in the motherfucking bank.
Your mummy is a skank. So we're going to have a ladder match with Dinieth Ambrose.
MITFB. Money in the motherfucking bank. MITMFB. MITMFB. MFN. MI. Money in the fucking mother...
Your mummy is a skank.
Your mummy is a skank.
Yeah. And so we're going to have a lad hooer match.
On a pole?
On a pole. With some... other shit.
Follow that guy back. You're his 35th follower.
I know. He's awesome. He's good people.
He found the most important account he'll ever find and the only one he'll ever need.
That's true.
At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine.
Yeah.
Where was it going? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere? Anywhere. Just go away.
So your mummy's a skank.
Yeah.
And there's a pay-per-view as well. But it's the...
you deserve that.
I do. Rare Attitude Era photos.
Didn't they have a picture of Carlito? Oh, who won a title in their debut.
Twice. Yeah.
So Money in the Skank, yeah. So what do you think of two ladder matches now?
Well, so now we've got, your Mummy is a Skank ladder match, and then we've got the world championship, Ambrose and Rollins, which would be Ambrose a great Rollins, match.
It's going to be really tough, I think, for two guys in a ladder match to follow six guys in a ladder match, though.
Maybe. But they don't care.
Well, they do care. Yeah, they care. Yeah, they do care about the main event. They always spend time trying to craft a main event that will be exciting to you, for you.
Here's my
skank.
Here's my
skank. You very much.
Well, we did this already.
Yeah. Stop it. Answer the Money in the Bank question.
Well,
there was a question. There was. Yeah. What do you think of it?
Okay. I don't care. Are they going to be good? Two good matches. That's my thing. I think it will be two good matches.
Yeah, probably.
And so to me, that tops everything.
Yeah.
And so you've got those. You're going to have this show is going to have the fucking big show against the Ryback.
Yes.
Yes. So that will suck.
Yes.
And,
yes, it will.
And you're going to have the primetime players. But
it's designed to have Ryback perform the Shell Shock.
Yeah,
the big man
on the big show. I understand what it's said to do. It's still going to suck.
It'll suck.
The primetime players are going to fight the fucking New Day, and that's going to suck.
Hey, look, Raw sucks except for a moment with Owens and Cena. Everything else sucks.
Yeah. Now you got so you got Cena and Owens.
Yep.
And
tying it up 1-1.
Yeah, which will suck.
Yeah.
So. I'm looking at this pay-per-view as the two.
Though I do have to say, as much as I'm going, oh, they'll tie it up 1-1 and that'll suck.
Yeah.
If Owens wins clean a second time.
Yeah.
That has potential to be extremely cool, both from a making of a star moment, but also from a storyline moment for both guys.
Well,
it could really lead to something down the road. In fact, as much as my first thing was, okay, let him win, and now leave them alone for months.
Yes.
That was what I said.
Yeah.
Now the idea that they meet again in 2 weeks, and Owens beats him again.
So let him win twice.
Then you leave it alone until Mania. Then you do. You have John Cena do some soul searching, character, build himself back up, and then... You know, you do that. So there's a lot of, like...
I got it.
It has potential still.
John Cena...
Yeah.
He gets bumped on... He gets the pop-up powerbomb outside on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then he loses his memory.
Now you're booking like them.
And he goes to Cleveland.
Now you're booking like them.
He goes to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think this would be great. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, you should be on their creative team.
I'm not.
You are. Explains much.
Ah, yes. But I think, I don't know, I just look at that match, okay, I just saw it. Is there a little bit of intrigue to me? Sure, but I just saw it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's got me interested in the fact
that... The angle on Monday did help.
Oh, I mean, the shit going up to it is going to be great, but I just saw the fucking match.
Yeah.
So, which will probably be a good match, but it's just like, fuck, I just saw it.
Fucking match.
So...
He just fucking saw
two ladder matches now.
Fuck.
That's what I have to look forward to at this Your Mummy is a Skank thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, the ladder match, always the briefcase match, it always pays off.
Right? Well, it you know that this is a match that actually does mean something for WWE storylines down the road. So it's actually one you want to see because very little matters in WWE.
Yeah.
The outcome of the Money in the Bank match
matters. It does. It's like what the it's like in some ways the Royal Rumble.
If it is a guy like Reigns who wins it, then does he cash in to become, like, you know he's going to become champion with it. The question becomes, does he become champion with it? Is it used as a baby face to make him a bigger baby face, or is it used to make him a bigger heel? Like, there's going to be some storyline coming out of it. Lots of storylines coming out of it like that, where you go, okay, that's the one for Roman Reigns, and this is the hook. Now this will be interesting because we don't know.
Yeah.
And then same thing if it's Randy Orton, you'll be wondering, will he break his clavicle before using it?
Yes.
Yes.
But it is, you know, there's intrigue to it, right?
I mean, with Randy Orton, you're also wondering if he will shit in the briefcase.
Yes.
Before cashing it in. There's always that possibility.
There always is, actually. There's a possibility that he's already shit in the briefcase.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look at it and I see that match is intrigue. The Kevin Owens match has a little bit of intrigue.
Okay, let's put it this way. To me, are you more excited? Like, there's already, WWE's announced another live event like Elimination Chamber. It's a Tokyo Dome show. It's going to have Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor for the NXT title. And it's going to have the Kofi Kingston match against Brock Lesnar because Brock Lesnar wants to work with him.
Is it going to have that, though? Or is it only going to... Is like we don't know yet. We didn't see this because we didn't see NXT yet. Did they announce that the whole show is going to be on or just
that match?
I don't know.
But just let's say it's just those two matches. It's on at like 4:30 in the morning, you said, right?
Here, yeah. 6:30 Eastern.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a half... That's a weird time. Like, even just to start it at a half past an hour is odd. But let's just say, yeah.
Let me read this here.
Okay.
Read
it out loud. What the fuck? It's from the Wrestling Observer. Yes, okay. It's from the Wrestling Observer website.
Yes. On NXT tonight, there was announced in a taped insertion into the show.
Insertion.
Yeah. By William Regal.
Speaking of your mommy.
Kinky. There'll be a live special from Sumo Hall in Tokyo on July 4th that will feature Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor for the NXT title, which presumably would be a title change. The show will start at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. It would be 8:30 in Japan, so who cares? So it could only be part of the show that will air on the network, since the show is scheduled for a 7 p.m. start. The show will also include Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston and John Cena main event and a Chris Jericho match. And then they talk about New Japan.
Hopefully those will all be on the actual show.
Now, what I'm thinking here,
but
though, I read
just
this
when you hear this, even if it's just Lesnar versus Kingston and Owens versus Balor, are you more interested in it than Money in the Bank? That's all I was going to ask.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
That's all I wanted to know.
The thing, though, how I read this, though, is just that they're going to have it on an hour and a half tape delay.
Probably, yeah.
I think that's what it is. Is that it will be the show, but just on a tape delay, not cutting in through, you know, not cutting into it or whatever. But
no, I think you're right. Yeah.
But anyway, I do think that is good. I mean, it's something to. It's another special. It's another good. It's a Saturday You know, it's interesting to try a Saturday deal to see what happens.
Like you say, everything. I mean, it's so early in the morning. I don't know that it matters, and everything's on the network as on demand. It's different, you know, being able to watch it like this already. So,
well, there's the live, and yeah, but I think that this is something that
the network has opened up for both them and for the WWE Universe, the fans that didn't exist 2 years ago. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a house show on TV, yeah, which is great. And it said that does open the door back to... I mean, it used to happen regionally, where you get the Spectrum shows in Philadelphia. You'd get the Washington, D.C. shows there. You'd get the Madison Square Garden shows, you know, back in the day. So now, this is just now the new updated version of that.
But the nice thing is, now they've done one in Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are doing this one in the Tokyo Dome show. How long before they do the next one? And they don't have to be as special as pay-per-views, even. Yes. They just have to be more special than a Raw or an average house show.
This is my question to you now. Will this help house show business?
You know what? Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
If there's always the chance that they're gonna
pump up a certain show for the network, if there's that opportunity. Yeah, I would think it would help house shows.
Yeah, like if every show was on TV.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to be on the network. Right?
Yeah.
And does that help? And is that maybe part of the motivation and part of the plan? I've never heard that, but that doesn't mean that it's not,
no.
You know, the case. And it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
What's the saturation point of it? Right? That's what that's what they could be finding out here is... I mean, they went 3 hours. They have another 2 hour show now that's also going to be on USA Network, right? They've added the NXT hour on the network. You got your fucking superstars and your main events. So that's two more hours of all new first run shit.
Yep.
And so when does it? And the other part of it is that they're not getting any more money for this too.
Not directly, but...
They're not getting paid television rights fees.
No, they're not getting paid television rights fees.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting too, is it, you know, what's the cost going to be of filming this house show versus what's the benefit, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't.
I mean...
Depends, we'll have to see what the production values are like. You know, I mean, how much they put into it.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like this Raw in Munich.
Yeah, literally. I mean, for all we know, they're going to put a hard camera up and that's it. We might not even have any announcers. You know, I mean,
I think we'd have
it seems unlikely, but you could that's do all things we don't know.
And that could be for the hour and a half delay, too.
Yeah.
Is that you would have announcers, but the announcers would be in the studio.
Of course they would, yeah.
Right? And so that's fine. There's no real extra cost there, right? So that's what I would do anyway. But I like the idea. I like the concept of it. I like the fact that we're going to be able to see it. I liked it. It's weird to me that it's the time, you know, like that they don't give a shit about the time, you know, which is now opening up another thing, which, you know, would be if they, I don't want to say dilute these events so much, but, and I won't use the producer's term of WrestleSpania, but... you know, when, you know, the SummerSlam you thought you'd never see.
Yeah.
Might we see that again?
The one from, I mean, that's the thing is WWE ran that event, SummerSlam 1992, in New England. And they had the biggest house show in the history, right? Like, they drew...
it was in Old England. Not New England.
In England.
You said New England.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I just said England.
Tom Brady was there. It was great.
That's
where Vince's balls got deflated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Anyway.
I was going to make a Kelly Kelly joke, and then I realized she would have been like a month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe the king, but not...
But, I mean, that was on Super Tape Delay. There was no internet. It was fine.
Well, like, they threw the biggest house in history. I mean, their biggest legit house in history. They drew 82,000. 92,000 according to them.
Right.
Shoot number 82,000.
Right.
Which is their biggest shoot number in history. I mean, 78,000, of course, is their second biggest shoot number in history for WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, 93,173.
No. And the only reason they didn't make this 94,000 instead of 892 was because they didn't want to top that fake record they already had.
Right.
Even though they actually outdrew it.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously you made a lot of money because you got 92,000 people there. But as far as the pay-per-view itself, they blamed that time change on why the pay-per-view buys were terrible. But the truth is that the Warrior versus Savage build was a little clunky. And your main event was an Intercontinental title match, which was as great as it was for the live crowd and for people from Calgary.
Yes.
For the rest of the world, was still an Intercontinental title match that was your main event.
Yes.
Of Hart versus Smith, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it was two babyfaces.
Well, and you also had two, your other thing was two babyfaces
also
with Savage and Warrior.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it failed that weren't anything to do with that. Yeah, I mean, it's a different day and age. We've now seen pay-per-views. They're not as successful anytime UFC leaves a... Anytime UFC leaves the continental United States, it's not as successful as you know, even if they're in Brazil or they're
right.
in Europe. But we've seen them be successful still in Australia and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a different world. Like, that's a good point. I would love to see it if it opens up more international flavor for big events.
Yeah. And that's a distinct possibility with this. And
yeah.
I said, that's part of the reason. I mean, wrestling aside, I mean, wanting to see what's going to happen in the Kofi Kingston-Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
Well, Brock's going to give him a lot of offense because he really wants to work with him. Because
he really wants to work with him.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why they're doing the match.
They're going to get in the ring and he's going to be like, shit, I meant Big E. Not Kofi,
yeah.
Biggie.
Yeah.
And then he's going to come in and go, Langster.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it?
Langster.
Instead, he went with Kingston.
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 All right.
But I don't know. I think that's an interesting, definitely an interesting point. But then again, now we've got that before Butthole Ground.
Yeah,
and it's interesting to me now is because we haven't seen this.
Also interesting if they're taking the title off
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens there.
Yeah,
if he's beating John Cena,
right.
And he has all this, you got to be careful not to kill his momentum. I always pictured the title change to actually be at a house show and maybe a hand cam from the dark from the back, not really showing. Like I never thought we'd see his.
I thought it would be at a takeover.
I didn't.
I thought it was.
I didn't. I thought.
But I also think that.
So the question is, does John Cena cost him the title?
Well, and that's the thing because
right?
The interesting part about
and this is when is this? It's July 4th, which is everybody knows is Canada Day.
Yes.
Right. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Stampede Saturday.
Hmm? What's that?
First Saturday is Stampede.
What's Stampede?
Hmm? It's a great event.
I hate it.
I know he's here.
Fucking Stampede.
Actually, that night, there's a Stampede party that I have to invite you to. Well, I don't have to invite you to, but I wanted to invite you to. There's a lot
of
drinking.
I'm not going.
There's a lot of drinking.
Not going.
Why not?
Strippers?
Maybe. A lot of drinking.
I'm not going.
I'll be drunk. I don't care.
Where is it going to be?
It's where at the acreage that we got married at.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, definitely not going.
Yeah, definitely never go back there. Definitely never go back there.
No. Bad memories. Bad memories.
Yeah. Like, you're the guy with the shitty speech.
Hey, we never even put that up.
No, we
you got the audio from that, and so we got to put that into a show, and we got to put the video up on YouTube so people can see me roast you.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm interested in is, are they going to do this on Raw? Are they going to promote this event? Like, William Regal cut in about the Balor-Owens match, but are they going to promote the rest of the card for the network?
There is no logical reason I can think of why they won't, except for that they're them.
Yeah.
And I just can't predict
now
what they'll do.
You've got your mummy's a skank, so all roads should be on that on Monday. Yeah, because that's the go home show.
Fuck me.
It really is. And then you got 2 weeks, and then you're gonna have this, and then you're gonna have two more weeks, I think, and then it's the. Let me go check. We did this before, but I forget already because it's not important. When is
a battleground? You're saying it's like 3 weeks later.
Yeah. When is butthole ground? Shows. There we go.
Why do you call it butthole ground?
Because that's what it's good for. July 19th. So it literally.
So it's kind of like war.
Yeah. Maybe they should have a war games. Oh, hey, get tickets now. Shockingly, they're not sold out. Relive all the action of Battleground 2014. Which apparently in some form has Roman Reigns and John Cena.
What?
Yeah, that's who's fighting on this thing here. I don't know if it was a tag or was it like the...
Was that a four-way? I think it might have been a four-way.
Oh, is that a fatal four-way? Well, here, you know what? We can just go find out.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can.
How?
Here, results.
Oh, okay. We'll try that.
Can Y2J save himself? Okay.
Oh, he was taking on Wyatt?
Oh, yeah. John Cena, yeah, won the title in a fatal foreskin, defeating Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and Kane.
That's gotta be.
The Miz won an Intercontinental title battle royal.
Oh, fuck.
Jericho beat Bray Wyatt.
Uh-huh.
Seth Rollins beat Dean Ambrose by 4 foot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Rusev
beat... Oh, that one. Oh, I remember that now.
Yes, yes.
You know, they're still going with this a year later.
I know, that's why I'm saying this. Kane's in the main event, too. Rusev beat Jeff Swagger.
Oh, okay, okay.
By countout.
That's right, I remember that then. Okay.
Then you got AJ Lee beat Paige. The Divas title, or with the Divas title.
Okay.
Cameron beat Naomi
in a
kickoff match. That was the one where Naomi was on her stomach.
Yes.
And Cameron went to cover her, and he's like, "Why aren't you counting?"
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
This is so great.
And the referee's like, because she's on her stomach?
Yeah. Oh, and this was the Usos Wyatt 2 out of 3 falls.
That was a good match. That made the show.
Yes. Yeah. And then Adam Rose beat Fandango in a kickoff match.
Wow.
Wow. So that was it. That was great.
Yeah.
That was last year's.
That was last year's butthole ground. That's funny, butthole ground.
And it's July 19th, so it is literally 2 weeks. So literally, you've got Chamber. 2 weeks later, you have Your Mummy is a Skank. 2 weeks later, you with Japanomania.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, you got butthole ground.
I love it. That's great for me, because I don't have to watch Raw, and I can get all the wrestling I need.
I know, right? That's the thing. So I would think then they probably will hype up this Japanomania.
I would think so. Why not?
So, yeah.
No. Yeah.
I wonder what they'll call it.
Probably, I'm thinking Japanomania.
I'm thinking this Tuesday in Japan.
It's in Saturdays. Huh. You're fucked. What was that one called? That one
Saturday night's rain event. Mick Foley could be there promoting his charity. This would be great.
What was that called? That one they did with the, what was it, SMF? Back in the day?
Oh, SWS.
SWS, that's it.
Yes. That was the Japanese promotion, I think, Tenryu in the WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It,
what was that called? They had actually a good name for it.
WrestleFest?
No.
I thought that's what it was called.
I don't think so.
But the,
you could look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. And while we do...
Why isn't that on the network?
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit. There's like, there was a really good blog I saw somewhere, somebody who said, here's 10 things that are great that the WWE seems to own but isn't on the network. And that was one of them.
WrestleFest!
No, the in one the in the Tokyo Dome? No,
WrestleFest.
Not that one.
Tokyo.
There was another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had more than one. The other one was called, what the fuck was it called?
Okay, I'm just gonna go to...
Sabotage? No.
Listen up, yo, this is Sabotage.
Yeah, yeah. I think it might have been called WrestleFest, actually. A co-promotion produced several cars. See, Super World of Sports. Right there.
Fine, I'll look this up right here.
Look it up right there. Dummy.
WrestleFest.
Yeah. And what was the other one called?
WrestleFest. I'm just looking for the event.
WrestleFest was their video game. Remember, that was great. It was a great game.
I'm not saying
it. Isn't that the one with the Royal Rumble that had, like, Mr. Perfect and Sergeant Slaughter and Legion of Doom? WrestleFest.
I don't see any. I'm just going.
I love that game. Doesn't have Mr. Food? It does have. Does it?
They co-promoted several code cards, in including
WrestleFest.
Three shows at the Tokyo Dome, but it doesn't.
Doesn't give them their names.
Doesn't give the names.
I think one of them was WrestleFest.
One of them was WrestleFest.
Yeah.
That's, I think the other two were WrestleFest 2 and WrestleFest 3.
Could be.
Okay, let me just.
Anyway, so that's what they should call this.
WrestleFest.
Yeah. It works.
Let's see.
It's got all that brand identification.
It really does. Okay, here, let's just see. WrestleFest.
Is that the one where Bret Hart wrestles, where's the one where Bret Hart wrestles?
He wrestles Sayama, doesn't he?
No, I thought he wrestled not Mare Fuji. Oh, fuck. What's that name? The
Tiger
guy,
Master,
Tiger Mask,
right?
2.
Is it 2?
Yeah, the guy who was, Misawa, that's it.
Misawa, yes.
Yes.
I said Sayama, right? But yeah, I was thinking, yeah, Misawa, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
Well, no, that's not this one, though.
Okay, well, that's the one with the cool name.
Okay.
Fucker.
Well, just a sec.
No.
Fuck you.
All right.
Here we go. I'm just going to click the promotion. No, I'm not. Because this one had the Rockers against the Hart Foundation.
That's right, yeah.
Haku
yeah.
against Kateo. Haku and DiBiase against Kabuki and Izagawa. A bunch of Japanese guys against more Japanese guys.
One I was thinking of doesn't. One of them has Hulk Hogan.
Kendo Nagasaki against Jim Duggan.
Oh, that would be a 5-star classic right there.
Yeah, it's main event anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Masa Funaki against Sano.
Funaki?
I'm looking more Japanese guys.
Yeah, of course there are.
There's Yoshihiro Yatsu.
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 Nice. I wonder where they got his name from. I stole it.
And the Road Warriors beat Tenryu and Hogan in the main
event. That was it. Tenryu owned it, and he did the job on the main event.
Well, it was the count out.
Yeah, well, still a job.
Yeah. He was the one that got counted out.
I'm sure he was. He wasn't fucking Hogan. I can't fucking tee you.
Well, didn't they both get counted out?
Well, maybe. Sort of.
Yeah, let me do. I'm going to look a little bit more here at this.
Oh, you do that. It makes for excellent radio.
No, I'm trying to find this thing. It looks like it's called WrestleFest.
Oh, but what about what's that? What year's that?
91.
What year was the first one?
I don't know, 91.
Because Bret Hart and here on WWE.com, I'm seeing Bret Hart and Tiger Mask 2 compete in a match rarely seen in America. This was the Tiger Mask. Yeah, this was April 13th, 1990.
Okay.
So
that was the first WrestleFest.
Was what year?
I don't know. it co-promoted from, it would have been 1990. 90, 91, and 92.
See, this is WWF AGPW.
Yeah.
That's the one that we're looking for. WWF AGPW.
That's at the Wrestling Summit.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
That's the cool name they should call this, then.
The Wrestling
Summit. I fucking told you the whole time. Dummy.
The Wrestling Summit. Yeah, Bret Hart versus Tiger Mask.
That's the
Mask.
One with the good name. Bret Hart. Not fucking WrestleFest. It's stupid.
Kabuki beat Great Valentine.
Wrestling Summit. Told you.
Tenryu beats Randy Savage. Jumbo Tsuruta and Haku beat Perfect and Rick Martel.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. Masa Saito and Shinji Hashimoto beat Chono and Choshu.
Uh-huh.
Hogan beat Stan Hansen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Andre and Baba beat Axe and Smash.
Yeah, of course they did.
Warrior beat DiBiase.
Mm-hmm.
Tenryu, yeah, beat Randy Savage. Jake Roberts beats the Boss Man.
Mm-hmm.
Snuka and Chico beat Kenta Kobashi and Masanobu Fuchi? Or Fucky?
I think it's Shinsei.
Right. and Jushin Thunder Liger beat Nogami. Doug Furness, Phil LaFon, Dan Prophet, Joe Malenko beat Kitahara, Kawada, and Faito.
That's what, like six years before Furness and LaFon get to the WWF?
Yeah. Seven. Almost
7 years.
Almost 7 years. And yeah. Joe Malenko.
Yeah,
not
Joe
even
Malenko.
Dean.
No. No. So the main event was DiBiase versus Warrior for the title.
No, Hogan and Stan Hansen.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But DiBiase versus Warrior was the
title
match.
WWF title match, yeah.
Okay. I think I actually saw that on YouTube, where the crowd knows they're supposed to boo DiBiase over Warrior.
Oh, I've seen that.
But just can't.
That was on when we used to have Vintage.
Yeah,
they showed that on Vintage.
Maybe that was it. Was on Vintage. Yeah,
and
the
I think
crowd
they
knew
showed
they were supposed to
clip.
But the crowd was just like, it's like the Japanese crowd just knew one guy sucked and one guy didn't.
Yeah, and I think they did a clipped version of.
Was that Joe Malenko there?
There's Joe Malenko right there.
Click on him.
They had a clipped version of the Tiger Mask with him there. Oh, he's inactive currently.
Huh, no kidding.
Huh.
Yeah.
This is obviously international because relatives in wrestling. Boris Malenko, Vater. Dean Malenko, Bruder.
Actually, I think I was looking at this.
Actually,
this is the wrestling database. I think one time I was looking at it and I was coming up with a game to you. To use off of this website, and I never got around to it.
I actually know it.
So
it turns out that this isn't international. It's just that Dusty Rhodes does this.
Oh, Dusty?
Dusty.
Bibi?
Bibi. Bruder. It is Bruder, Bibi. And it's Vada.
Yeah.
It is Vada. You gotta be good to your Vada, Bibi.
You know, Jack Swagger's sitting there thinking, they say I can't cut a promo because I have a lisp.
Yeah.
And there's Dusty Rhodes. Arguably the greatest promo of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's I'm done with this.
And Fandango was standing right there. Not one bullet. Not one fucking bullet. Explain that to me. Explain that to me, God. I want an explanation now. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Dennis. All right, let's end it. So we're, do all the plugs.
Okay. Your sister.
You just saved yourself a shot.
It's a receipt from Phoenix. We're at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine.
Yes,
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. It's a wonderful page. Where WeTalkWrestling.com is where we are on the internet. The World Wide Web, as it were. Because you got to do www.WeTalkWrestling.com.
Oh, okay.
We are at @ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com on an email. We can be listened to on the iTunes, the Stitcher, the TuneIn.
I thought WWE stood for the Wicked Wrestling World.
Radio app, it does. It does. Up here in my head, because we're audio. yes, and also we're on Show Me, we're on RDO, Spotify. I'm just trying to think of what else.
Netflix.
CBS. Now that Letterman is off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody had
to fill
the spot.
The spot.
Yeah.
Not their liver spot. Not their dog spot. But Dave's spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so that's going to do it, I think.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, and motherfucking in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Turn it off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my asshole is still itchy. You sure you don't want to fuck my ass now?